financial restrictions apply.
WTAW News Time is 4 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by BCR Realtors, the best agents in the Brazos Valley. Find them online at bcrbcs.com. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. For the second consecutive Bryan City Council meeting, there was a call to remember first responders and members of the military. That was after learning one of two Houston policemen who were shot by a burglary suspect yesterday is a nephew of former Bryan Councilman Richard Cortez. Current District 1 Councilman Ruben Marine says he grew up with Ronnie Cortez.
It hits home. I was a little younger than Ronnie and his brother Danny Cortez. And, you know, we all grew up together. I used to tag along and look up to these guys.
According to KTRK in Houston, Cortez was transferred to Memorial Hermann, Texas Medical Center in critical condition after being shot several times with a bullet still lodged near his spine. The council also paused to recognize a local man's life-saving efforts during a recent house fire. A proclamation was read by Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin honoring Angel Villa.
He moved some propane bottles away from the home and also moved their car away so it would not get damaged.
Villa was credited for keeping the occupants from re-entering their home that was fully involved in fire. Brazos County commissioners have agreed to let the Sheriff's Department provide school resource officers at College Station Middle and High Schools. Chief Deputy Jim Stewart joined Sheriff Chris Kirk at last week's CSISD board meeting.
They're very enthusiastic and they're very excited about working more closely with the county.
The school district will reimburse the county for all the costs. Walking into a College Station bank and giving a note asking for $60,000 resulted in an arrest on drug charges. 34-year-old Marcus Burns of Dime Box is accused of possessing a baggie of ecstasy and baggies of marijuana. According to the arrest report, Burns walked into the Wells Fargo branch on Southwest Parkway Monday afternoon and passed a note stating, quote, "It is a sin to pay for anything. Ask and thy shall receive. May I have $60,000 or be charged." 10 days after a man was seen jumping off the Highway 21 bridge into the Brazos River west of Bryan, a man's body was found south of the bridge. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office reports the body was taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. The Texas Senate has approved a call for a convention of states that would amend the U.S. Constitution and impose things like a federal balanced budget requirement. The proposal must still clear the House. 28 states, including Texas, have previously approved some form of call for a federal balanced budget amendment, but Tea Party groups and grassroots activists are worried about a runaway convention where liberal states could weaken things like the Second Amendment. The Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce yesterday held its annual recognition of minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of Community Impact Awards are Barbie Patterson of Patterson Architects, Catherine Kleeman of Spherion Staffing, and Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube. Dean Endler of Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has hosted the awards since they started in 2000, thanked the recipients and small business owners in general for their sacrifices and devotion.
You guys put in hours long after the rest of us have gone home. You guys put in some amazing talent out into the community. You guys help in any number of ways. You deal with difficult decisions in the course of everyday business.
More comments from Endler and from this year's recipients are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 8. It's 68 degrees. You can text us your news tips, photos, and videos to 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by BCR Realtors. One more look at news this morning about 8:30, or you can always go to our website, WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
You can trust the best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
BCR Realtors was very helpful in getting me approved for a mortgage loan when I didn't think it was possible. Once approved, they helped me find the right home that fit my needs. BCR then helped me get my duplex sublease so I could buy before my lease was over. They even helped me set up my utilities so that I didn't have to miss work. Thank you, BCR Realtors.
The best real estate firm in the Brazos Valley.
808.
Brazos Valley Weather Forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications, 775-2929.
Cold front pushes through this morning, and that's going to lead to better weather. Clearing skies and breezy for today with a high of 70 to 75 this afternoon. Overnight, we're going to be clear and cool, 40 to 45. Cooler weather will continue to push into the region tomorrow. Lots of sunshine. Highs will make their way up to 65. A few spots may be as warm as 70. It's clear tomorrow night. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine during the day on Friday with highs of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
So now we've talked before about they have ways that you can cut in line at amusement parks, right?
Yeah, that's like fast pass.
Oh, fast pass. Yeah, you master pass.
You pay more and you get to do that. Now, how do the people feel who you cut in front of, you know?
Well, they should have bought extra fast pass.
All right. So now we hear how Ms. Reber feels about that. Well, how about if it was pizza? Have you heard about this?
I have heard about this as well.
Of course Brad has.
Fast, but are you willing to pay extra? Fast food. Papa John's has been experimenting with a fee that lets customers move their order to the front of the line. Ooh. The $2.99 Papa priority fee won't guarantee an exact delivery time, but will get your pie baking before others who ordered before you. You can only bump 5 orders per night. I want food. The company now looking to expand its Papa Priority Pizza plan, but no indications when it might be available system-wide. Rich Dennison, Fox News.
And Brad, I said that because you've known about every story Scott has brought up today.
Yeah, and you knew about this one too.
This is good. This is interesting.
Now, see, I'm not so sure about this one because it's, you know, asking you to pay a fee so that yours gets bumped to the front of the line, but there's only one front of the line. So if everybody's paying the fee, you're pretty much still getting your pizza in the exact same amount of time.
True.
And they're protecting themselves by saying there's no guaranteed time when you're going to get your pizza, so you're basically just paying extra for nothing.
Because what if it would be different if you were paying a fee, guaranteed 10-minute delivery or something like that? Because then you have an actual measurement that you can, you know, use.
And they said that you could only bump 5 pizzas a night?
Right. So let's say, I guess that means if you're 9th in line, you really only move up to 4th?
Well, I get I was
or
hearing
it as... Or is
if
you make 5 different orders.
Right, that's what I mean.
Who's ordering 5?
Nobody calls you never know.
And you can't say that the store would only bump 5 pizzas.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. That just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me.
First world problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
That too.
That, I don't know.
We did just have a texter text in about an accident on Highway 6, just north of the Southwest Parkway Bridge is starting to back up.
Okay. Say it again.
There's an accident on Highway 6 and just north of the Southwest Parkway Bridge, they're starting to back up. So I'm not sure if... we're west or northbound or southbound.
Everything looks okay out here, right?
All right.
So everything's all right as far as that goes.
But just FYI if you're in that area.
Well, I was looking to see if I could find a story about how this would make any difference. The Louisville, I didn't know they were based in Louisville. Louisville-based pizza pie company stole a page from fee-loving airlines and offering customers the privilege of paying more to get to the front of the line, the Papa Priority. Each location with Papa Priority will only have 5 pies a night that can gain that designation. Oh.
Oh.
That's what they're saying. They can only do it 5 times in the store.
Okay.
So
you have to be also first or fifth
among those
to use it.
Yeah. And, okay. Now, what you want to do when you're in business is do anything you can within reason to keep the customer happy.
Right.
Okay? So here's somebody who says, okay, tonight I'm gonna go with Papa John's. And so you call there and you want to do the priority thing and they go, oh, I'm sorry, we've already done our 5.
Right.
Okay. Now you've got somebody unhappy. Mm-hmm. And they'll go, well, I'll just go to Papa Murphy's then, you know,
right.
or someplace else because of that. Or RX Pizza in downtown. I mean, whatever. You're giving people a reason to get angry with you. That's not a good thing.
Yep.
See how it works.
That's kind of how I felt about it, you know. It's like you're asking for trouble there.
Okay. Well, anyhow, they said they declined to reveal when its $2.99 test began, but apparently they've tried it out. And it seemed to be liked by some people in whatever store that was. And they didn't even say where the store was. But, okay, just order sooner, Let's see. While we're talking about Papa John's.
Or just be patient.
You could do that. A little modern marketing cost Papa John's some serious dough. TMZ reports that Jonathan Anzoli claims the pizza giant began texting him specials last March, absolutely bombarding his phone, and the messages wouldn't quit despite repeated attempts to opt out. The guy says he suffered frustration, annoyance, and blames his anxiety on the situation. Oh, guess what? He's going to sue.
Of course he is.
Anxiety. Follow the money trail. See how that works out for you. All right. So here's a real-life tortoise and hare story. This version a little different. The pet tortoise in question lives at a hotel in Arizona. The reptile has reportedly adopted a baby bunny. It all started when the wild rabbit wandered into the Ritz-Carlton Dove Mountain Hotel.
Okay.
Really? Okay, high-tone bunny. Anyhow, it was in the middle of the night. The bunny was ill and seeking shelter from the cold.
Aww.
When it warmed up to the tortoise's heat lamp. Ah,
aww.
There you are. The pair bonded quickly, and workers say the tortoise is now appointed itself the bunny's guardian.
Tortoise and the hare.
That's right.
Wins the race.
Gentle care of his newly found friend. Workers are also helping nurse the bunny back to health, eventually plan to release it back into the wild.
Oh, break the tortoise's heart.
Yes.
Wow.
Yeah.
Good idea, guys.
Yeah. Tortoise dragging around the hotel because of separation anxiety.
Poor thing.
And those things live forever.
Yeah,
so.
He's going to be heartbroken
whole
for
life.
Years.
All right. Get this. 66-year-old Manhattan woman minding her own business last weekend when a drone crashed through the window of her apartment.
Telling you, man, they're dangerous.
On the 27th floor.
Oh, wow.
New York Post reports the GoPro Karma landed 4 feet away from the chair where she was working in her computer, and luckily nobody was injured. Drones technically banned from the city with the exception of some parks and a few neighborhoods. Police trying to find out who's responsible.
Mm.
Yep, there you go. Well, that's the second day that we've had drone stories,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
We were scaring critters the other day. They did this story just in a headline yesterday about how parents might need to be concerned about their younger children smoking marijuana at an early age.
Oh, yeah, I heard about this.
An influential doctors group warning against teen marijuana use as laws and attitudes about pot are loosening up. The American Academy of Pediatrics' new report opposes both recreational and medical marijuana use for kids. CBS News says doctors would rather not mess around with the developing brain. That's what they're saying. The brain is still developing.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm not going to address the idea of medical marijuana because I don't know what kind of conditions there might be kiddos that it would, would minimize their pain or discomfort or something like that. But if we're talking healthy kids,
yeah,
maybe, you know, I don't know. I'm sorry. I think the parent test probably should include the idea of, no, don't smoke marijuana when you're that young.
Mm-hmm.
Our brains are continuing to develop until their early 20s. Uh-oh. Okay. Some studies suggest that teens who use marijuana at least 10 times a month develop changes in their brain regions that affect memory and the ability to plan.
Oh, wow.
I think so.
Yeah.
I can't imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I think even proponents for its legalization would say that it needs to be treated like alcohol and probably
right.
should have an age restriction
an age
on
limit.
It. Yeah.
Well, again, as we've talked about, we got DUI. We understand that, you know, when mm-hmm. you're driving under the influence of alcohol. But when you're driving under the influence of marijuana, it's so hard to measure,
mm-hmm.
so hard to see what it really is doing.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, and I knew some folks who definitely did this in high school. But I don't know that I knew any of them who did that 10 times a month.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot.
Things have changed, Scott.
I know they have. That's exactly right. Well, you know, that kind of stuff generally just happened on the weekends. You know, you got a school night, couldn't be
right.
Get buzzed.
It was more of like a party, like just like alcohol. You know, you think of it, maybe it's not something every day, but that kids would go to parties and stuff.
Things have changed.
Yeah,
you're
yeah.
exactly right. Okay, let's go to Grant County, Kentucky, the home of the Ark Encounter. A 510-foot replica of Noah's Ark. It's been open for 7 months and so far has attracted just shy of 650,000 people. Ken Ham, the founder of Answers in Genesis, who built the Ark, say that the travel area, the agents who are travel agents in the area, cannot keep up with the calls about this thing, and just keeps getting better. But Steve Wood, who's an executive of Grant County, tells a different story. He said, it's been a great thing, but it has brought no money in. I was one of the believers that once the ARC got here, everything would start coming in, new businesses and such, but it hasn't done it. I think the ARC has done well, and I'm glad for them, but it hasn't helped anybody else. Oh, my. Huh. Well, I guess there's the ARC Encounter. They got a website?
The ARC Encounter?
Yeah, in Grant County, Kentucky. Because, I mean, I guess after you go through, do they have animals in the ARC?
I would,
do they just put, like, toy Whoa. Animals in there or whatever?
They do have a website. Dude,
I bet they do. They said 650,000 people have showed up. Does it cost money to get in?
So it's saying ARC Encounter is a world-class theme park featuring the most authentic full-size replica of Noah's Ark in the world. Travel back in time on a mile-long scenic bus ride and ascend in view of the massive Ark. Next, take a wild adventure, soar across gorgeous valleys on a zip line tour.
Oh, my.
Then spot some exotic animals at Ariot Ridge Zoo or relax with your friends and family at our casual two-story restaurant.
Huh.
Okay. So there is a zoo there,
all right.
But it doesn't sound like they're
in there
on the boat.
Yeah. Okay, all right.
But the zip lines look cool.
Okay, yeah.
Hey, that's pretty neat.
Yeah. Oh, yeah?
Okay. There's also overnight adventures. I guess there's a place that you can stay. Oh, like if you want to bring like a youth group or a Christian school class or something.
Wow.
There's a fossil find.
Okay.
Man.
There we go.
Sounds pretty cool.
Stuff
going
happening.
To Kentucky.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Pushed a little too far there.
That's okay. Yep. All right. So Ronda Rousey. We have a Ronda Rousey sighting.
Oh, man. Uh-oh.
Yep. Matter of fact, she is going to launch her new career in Hollywood. TMZ.com reports photos of the new actress on the set of Blind Spot, where she's tackling the part of a gun-running felon. Fans can look for her wearing an orange jumpsuit on the small screen next month. Yeah. So Ronda Rousey, TV star. That'll be fun.
Huh.
All right, so being the bearer of bad news, never a fun thing. Who's wandering in the hall out there? Okay, never mind. it's just him. All right, so being the bearer of bad news, never fun. But a lot of us make it worse. Holly Weeks, who's the author of a book called Failure to Communicate, says sugarcoating bad news is a common mistake. Some people think mixing in some good news or downplaying the bad news will soften the blow. It doesn't. It can actually make it harder for the other person to understand what they're trying to say or what the problem is. The best approach is direct, like, Houston, we have a problem. Mm. Remember how Tom Hanks said that in Apollo 13? Oh, well, maybe he was an astronaut. Anyhow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Short and sincere, much easier way to do that. That way you can get them the bad news. You don't have to worry about trying to make any other explanations. Just let it go.
Mm-hmm.
All right? That's our help for you today. The next time you're tempted to go ballistic, take a deep breath. The angry outburst could trigger a heart attack or stroke in some people?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would imagine. I mean, that's, that's the kind of thing.
Ballistic is a very intense word.
It is. It is. Well, and again, now there have to be some other life decisions that you've made. You're, you may have high blood pressure already in
doing that.
Recent study found that people who raged were more than twice as often, for more than 2 hours, are twice as likely to end up with some sort of a health factor because of that after the outburst. According to the Harvard Medical School, Dr. Marvin Middleton said, a relative risk for healthy hearts with some people can be much worse if there is a pre-existing heart condition.
Of course.
So there.
Yeah.
Well, but that doesn't change your personality. Is that what it is? You have to cool it then?
You just got to cool it.
I stay this way and I'll kill myself. All right, good. Glad to hear it. 823.
Hi, this is Roy Bowman from Bowman Business and Tax Services. April 15th is quickly approaching. Have you filed your tax return? It's not too late to schedule an appointment with Bowman Business and Tax Services. We have been preparing an e-filing tax return since 1987 and are now a Dave Ramsey endorsed local provider. Call us today at 696-6776 and let us provide you with the assurance that your return has been professionally prepared. We guarantee fast and accurate service. Call Bowman Business and Tax Services at 696-6776.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Seagrass to the rescue. I'm Bob Hirshon, and this is Science Update. Although they grow along most of the world's coastlines, underwater seagrass meadows can be easy to miss. But a new study in Science magazine suggests that the plants can fight disease.
We found that the seagrass meadows are actually reducing several bacteria that can cause disease in humans and marine animals.
Cornell ecologist Jolie Lamb and her team report that levels of harmful bacteria dropped by 50% in areas with seagrass beds compared to seagrass-free zones. The microbes can cause gastrointestinal illnesses like dysentery.
We all became sick in Indonesia while we were studying the health of the coral reefs. So we really started thinking about all of these cool things that seagrass can do.
Lamb says there's evidence that conserving seagrass meadows could safeguard the coral reefs as well. I'm Bob Hirshon for AAAS, the Science Society.
Ready to get your license but don't want to wait months for an appointment at the DPS? Well, now you don't have to. Safeway Driving is now approved to offer the DPS road test for teens. Safeway's one-hour road service includes warm-up time before the test begins so that you can take your road test with confidence. Let Safeway's team of experts help you get on the road to your license on your schedule and at your convenience. To get on the road to safe driving, go to SafewayDriving.com or call 844-DRIVE-SAFE. That's 844-374-8372.
Good morning, 826, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Here's our weather. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports. I'm the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com. Be about 73 today with sunshine. Winds have not switched around yet. We're still in the southwest, but later on today they'll switch to the north and actually maybe gust up to 25 miles an hour. Tonight down to 44. And we'll have 67 and sunshine for tomorrow. Friday looks like 70 degrees, and clouds roll back in. 30% chance of rain during the day on Saturday with a high of 66. 40% chance of rain on Saturday night and on Sunday, and high on Sunday about 75. So temps will be pretty good. Again, winds out of the southwest right now, and we've got 68 degrees.
We have really had to try this out for ourselves. Upside.com. Does it really save money on business travel and give you a big gift card every trip? My senior vice president of sales went on Upside in less than 2 minutes. Not only did he save our company $300, but he got a $145 gift card himself just by booking the flights and hotel. So go to Upside.com right now. Use the promo code BECK and get yourself a $200 Amazon gift card for your first trip. Save big on travel and get a big gift card every trip. Upside.com. That's Upside.com.
Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. Two top Fed officials say the central bank will be carefully considering whether to raise short-term interest rates at its meeting in 2 weeks, reinforcing recent similar messages from other members of the central bank. San Francisco Fed President John Williams says a rate increase is very much on the table for serious consideration, while New York Fed President William Dudley says the case for raising rates has become a lot more compelling. The IRS has put companies on notice. It's targeting offshore earnings and transfer pricing as part of a new audit push. The agency is highlighting how companies claim energy credits, use insurance contracts, or transfer funds to shareholders. An outage at Amazon's cloud computing service disrupted internet traffic across the U.S. yesterday, showing the increasing power cloud companies have over large portions of the web. The outage, which began around 1 Eastern time and lasted for 4 hours, stemmed from a failure at Amazon's cloud storage service at its North Virginia data centers. On Wall Street, futures are higher. That's Your Money Now.
How's that kitchen remodel coming along?
I haven't found a reliable contractor and have no idea where to start.
What about HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor. They match you to pre-screened and top-rated pros for any kind of home project. You can even check pricing and book appointments online.
What's the catch?
No catch. HomeAdvisor is completely free to use.
Really? I'll check it out.
Go to HomeAdvisor.com or download the free app. HomeAdvisor.
You can't see me because of radio, and I can't see you because I'm totally blind. My blindness doesn't hold me back, but I fight to stay awake during the day because I'm not sleeping through the night. I often struggle to concentrate and just keep up. Sound familiar? You're not alone. But this is not a sleep disorder. It's actually non-24. Learn more about the link between total blindness and your symptoms. Visit learnmore924.com today or call 844-368-2424. Sponsored by Vanda Pharmaceuticals.
It happened just as I predicted. A major internet-connected children's toy has leaked the collected voices, email addresses, and passwords of more than 2 million kids and parents. And the manufacturer is hoping that no one will find out. Kim Commando with your Wednesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. A new crop of interactive children's toys has flooded the market. I, along with many others, have been critical of the manufacturers concerning everything from lax security to blatant violations of the Children's Online Privacy Protection Act, a federal law passed specifically to protect little kids from this sort of thing. In this case, the culprit is an innocent-looking teddy bear made by a California company called Spiral Toys. The company has known about the data breach for 2 months. Following Yahoo's lead, they have no plans to notify anyone. The Federal Trade Commission and other agencies have full jurisdiction, and now it's time for them to do their job. Get breaking tech news updated 24/7 at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O.
ADT presents What to Consider When Considering Home Security. An ADT sign is more than a sign. It's a line in the sand. On one side, your family. On the other, an uncertain world.
For over 140 years, more people have chosen ADT to help prevent crime than anyone else. Get ADT starting at just $28.99 a month.
Tested, trusted, proven ADT.
With 36-month contract for licensing and terms and conditions, visit ADT.com.
Over 3 million businesses use Indeed.com for hiring. 5 times more hires are made through Indeed than any other job site. By creating the easiest, most effective hiring experience, we help businesses find great new people every day. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job on the world's number one job site. Claim your $50 credit at Indeed.com/credit. Terms and conditions apply.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:30. It's 68 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Awards & More. Everyone needs their name on something. Awards & More can put it there. Good morning. I'm Chelsea Reber. The Bryan Fire Department presented a proclamation at last night's City Council meeting. Fire Marshal Mark McFerrin says it was for a private citizen's action during a house fire on January 25th.
Angel Villa stopped to assist Josh and Nicole after he saw their home on fire. He helped to prevent the occupants from re-entering the house, which was well involved by this time.
There is a Bryan connection to one of two Houston police officers who were shot yesterday while looking for a burglary suspect. Councilman Ruben Marine says Ronnie Cortez is a nephew of former Councilman Richard Cortez.
My prayers goes out to the Cortez family, to his mother, his brother Danny, and just please keep the officers in your prayers.
Mayor Andrew Nelson repeated a call he made 2 weeks ago to remember first responders and members of the military. 5 new deputies will be hired by the Brazos County Sheriff's Department. That's after county commissioners approved an agreement for staffing College Station middle and high schools with school resource officers. While the contract calls for CSISD to reimburse the county for all expenses, Irma Cauley says taxpayers were still concerned. Sammy Catalina tried to reassure Cauley and her constituents.
I think it's something that we'll watch very close to make sure that that's the way it goes down. Because that was our stipulation on taking this project on to start with, was to make sure that the county was not out one single cent.
Commissioners also had to approve a rare emergency amendment to the county budget. The Burleson County Sheriff's Office has announced a body was found yesterday morning in the Brazos River just south of the Highway 21 bridge. This is 10 days after a man was seen jumping from the bridge into the river. The body was taken to the Travis County Medical Examiner's Office for an autopsy to confirm the man's identity. Since 2000, the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce has recognized minority-owned businesses. This year's recipients of the Community Impact Award are Catherine Kleeman of Spherion Staffing, Gabriel Garcia of Traditions Oil and Lube, and Barbie Patterson, Patterson Architects. Dean Endler represented Texas A&M Procurement Services, which has sponsored the award since its inception, at yesterday's luncheon.
I applaud and am very grateful for the unwavering tenacity that you have for your employees and for your community. And that is something that most assuredly should be recognized. We are in absolute awe of the sacrifices that you make for your businesses, but today we're going to admire you for your devotion to your businesses, to your employees, and to this community.
Comments from the business owners are online at WTAW.com. WTAW News Time is 8:34. It's 68 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Awards and More. More news anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Does your business want to reach seniors in the Brazos Valley? Then the upcoming issue of Brazos Wellness Magazine is the place to advertise. Brazos Wellness is a 48-page local publication filled with local articles that active seniors love to read. Plus, it's direct mailed, distributed at racks all over town, and will be available at the upcoming Senior Expo. To place an ad for your business in the Brazos Wellness Magazine for senior living, call Sam Jones with Brian Broadcasting or email sam@brianbroadcasting.com.
Awards and More should be your first stop for plaques, trophies, and custom awards. Whether you're promoting your business or getting a trophy for your little leaguer, Awards and More will custom design just the right product for you. Awards and More has t-shirts, printed promotional products, custom engraving, and embroidery. Call 696-3886 or go to awardsandmoreinc.com. Everyone needs their name on something, and Awards and More will put it there. Awards and More, 3518 South Texas Avenue in Bryan.
The relationship between accountant and client isn't based on money, it's based on trust. And your trust is not an investment that's taken for granted at Ingram Wallace and Company.
Hi, I'm Jim Ingram. At Ingram Wallace & Company, we provide clients with guidance in accounting, taxes, auditing, and estate planning. We're available year-round, not just during tax season.
With over 50 years of experience, trust Ingram Wallace & Company. Call 776-2600 or visit ingram-wallace.com.
Let's do some weather. It's 8:35. It's brought to you this morning by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Clearing today, breezy, with temperatures reaching 70 to 75. Cold front will be crossing the area this morning. With clear skies tonight, lows will fall back to 40 to 45. Sunshine for tomorrow, a bit cooler. Highs only 65 to 70 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, 40 to 45. We're under the influences of high pressure on Friday. We'll have sunshine, and temperatures Friday will be somewhere between 65 and 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolin for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
A36, and it's time for us to talk to John Rainey, state representative over in Austin. So let's head that way. Good morning. How are you this morning, Representative?
I'm doing well.
You had to walk out of a meeting again for us, huh?
No, we didn't have a meeting this morning, so I'm sitting here
relaxing, getting ready for the day. Okay. Let's talk. I see that the Senate passed their convention of states, their legislation yesterday. The House is still looking at that. Tell me where that seems to be going on your side.
Well, I think it's one of the issues that the Governor Abbott wants to take care of. We've passed that before. I expect it to pass again. Don't see anything particularly wrong with it. I was concerned a little bit about the rogue delegate situation, but I guess that's something that we'll visit with when we get over to on the House side.
Well, we talked to Senator Schwertner about this, and again, this will be, you still got lots of states I think Texas would be the eighth or ninth state if it does pass. And, you know, on paper, it really looks like a good idea, but it's going to take time to get the appropriate number of states to do this. And can we in reality have that kind of a radical change?
Well, now, I honestly don't know, Scott, but I do know the one positive thing about it is if that convention were to go rogue, it would only take 13 states to kill it. So it takes 13 states to kill the balanced budget.
Certainly.
Amendment.
Certainly. Let's move on to your vice chair of higher education. Anything going on over in that committee that would be pertinent to the folks around here?
Well, we're going to have two of my, I would call them very helpful bills, but not gigantic bills, are going to be heard next week. At least that's what I believe is going to happen. I have a bill that will keep sex offenders from living in a dorm on the college campus, and I have another bill that will protect veterans when they are having difficulty getting their money from the Veterans Administration for GI Bill and keep them from being dismissed from school for not paying their fees and tuition if that money hasn't arrived yet from the VA. It's not a very common occurrence, but it has happened, and I've had one complaint. I just think it's ridiculous that someone would dismiss somebody from school because they hadn't been able to get their GI Bill.
Certainly, that's something that's well beyond their control. Well, while we're talking about veterans and such, did you happen to see the State of the Union address last night, and do you have any thoughts there?
Well, I did see it, and I thought it was a very good speech. I noticed that, as in typical fashion, the opposition party doesn't usually stand up.
No, they don't.
So my wife thought that was rude, but I failed to remind her that we probably did the same thing.
Well, it could well be. Now, one of the things, did you hear anything in there that necessarily, you know, Texas, of course, has got a pretty strong economy, already pretty good things going on. Was there anything else in there that you heard that you thought would bode well for Texas?
Well, if you want to know the truth, I was tired and I left about halfway through it. So.
I understand that. Okay. Yeah, I got to understand that.
I'd had a long day, so I didn't listen to all of it. But I'm sure that if he continues with the idea of reducing corporate tax, I think that would be just a gigantic boom for the economy of the whole country.
You know, the Republican Party struggles in Washington. It struggles in Austin a little bit, too. The House's new public education chairman says that he opposes school vouchers. Well, that's the thing that Dan Patrick thinks is important over on the Senate side. How is that going to come out in the
Washington? You know, there's a lot of differences between the House and Senate.
Yeah, there are. Yeah, yeah.
Looking at it from my own perspective, I would say that the first thing we have to do is make sure we fund public education properly. Then if we are funding it properly, maybe we could look at vouchers. But my first concern is making sure that we fund public education, and I think that right now we're looking at cutting them again like it was done in 2011. And I'm not too much in favor of that when we have what I believe are the money sitting in the bank to take care of that particular situation when the state is having a little bit of a rough time. And I'm not opposed to using that economic stabilization fund at this point to help us over, because I honestly believe that by the time this next biennium is halfway over, I think our economy is going to be booming, and I think we'll be fine financially and be able to, if we need to, pay that back or whatever we need to do next session. It may take several different things to do it. It may take some deferrals. It may take using some of the rainy day fund, and then there may be some other, maybe a speed up on tax collections a little bit. But I think it's important that we fund education, both public and higher, without dropping the ball. The medical school has talked about, well, we're going to have to drop, I'm talking about A&M's medical school, 50 students because of the Senate proposal. Now, I don't think that their proposal is going to, doing away with all special items, is going to float. I'm sure they'll start adding some of them back, but we don't know. And the medical school has sent out letters telling people that we're not going to be able to accept any more students under the current conditions. And I think that's kind of one of those things that we need to look at and make sure we have adequate supply of doctors coming through the chain. I think that's kind of a poor move.
Certainly. While we've been talking, I was in contact with Andrew Nelson, Mayor O'Brien, who said he's a board member of Brazos Valley Cares, and he says that there is a serious problem that veterans have been having delays in being able to get their funds. And so it is a wide-ranging problem, so you're addressing that, and that's something that's obviously good. As we saw last night, the mention of a Navy SEAL that was killed was a two-minute standing ovation.
I saw that part, and I almost cried myself. Sure. Watching yep. That.
Well,
wife.
Taking care of our veterans is certainly an important thing to do. Anything that we need to know about that's going to take place between now and when we visit again next week?
Well, you know, you never know over here what's going to happen. It just jumps up and bites you sometimes. But I really think that everything's rolling pretty smooth. We're going to have our hearing today on on the floor about CPS, and that's going to be interesting. And we need to take care of that problem. Primarily, they were talking about trying to let families members take care of as much of it as possible, and funding them at a little bit better level. So I think that's important. They claim that when families take care of other children from the family, that the results are a whole lot better than when they go to a foster care system.
Certainly. Well, we'll hope so. Well, we'll visit with you next week, and we appreciate the time this morning.
You bet.
All right,
thanks, Scott.
You bet. That's John Rainey. We visit with him every Wednesday, and you can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Let's turn our attention to the city of College Station. Mayor Carl Mooney's here this morning. How are you today?
I'm well. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing fine. Let's start. Let you brag about your new fire chief that you have.
Well, we're excited that Chief McMahon is on board, and he seems excited to be here. You know, he's a Texas fella from Hunt County, we were really thrilled that he was able to bring family and friends in from Tucson and from other places, even here in Texas, to be there when we had his introduction on Friday over there at Station 6. I think he's going to bring some energy. He's a, from my perspective, he's a relatively young fellow.
yeah.
And, I think he'll be able to rally the troops around and maybe bring some new ideas, some fresh things that we probably need to do. We continue to grow. We continue to see high rises speckle our skyline, and we're going to see more of those. And so he's aware of those challenges. He's been in cities like Tucson that have that kind of a situation, big university there with the University of Arizona. So he knows what a college town is about. I think over time we're going to see him really bring about some things to College Station Fire Department that we need as a growing city.
Another thing that you need as a growing city, you got to look at, the first artist conceptions of the police station. Saw a presentation during council. That's a $28 million facility. You have some concerns about that?
Well, anytime you're talking about large dollar amounts, that's always a challenge. Where's the money going to come from? We're going to have to do it. I mean, it's that simple. Right now, as you know, we've got a shortage of police officers on patrol. We can't fit any more in our present police department. So we've got to have something larger. Our evidence room is, oh my goodness, we're so fortunate that we've got good people in there who keep track of what comes in. But the system and the requirements these days, when you finally get a case to court, are such that we've got to have better controls, and we've got to have situations. For example, on the previous council meeting, not just this past one, we had a consent item agenda for dealing with a refrigerator, right? So that we could store certain types of evidence that they're just not exposed to the air. I know when we were looking at what our next police station needs to look like, we visited League City, among other places. And they had something that most of your listeners probably would think of as a butcher's meat locker, that large.
Wow.
And you walked in there, and it vented to the outside. And when you walked in, oh, my goodness, the odors and the smells. And, yeah, you could just see that, wow, having that stuff exposed out there to other folks who are working on a daily basis is just not a smart thing to do.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let's, everything we seem to be talking about today is expansion. You also, there's a $5 million expansion at the Lick Creek sewer plant there. Is that going to be enough?
Probably not. Probably not. And it's not just the size, it's not just the volume, but it's also the quality of the effluent that you have to place out there.
Mm-hmm.
And the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, annually, it seems, ups the ante a little bit. So that eventually the effluent that you put out there, as some of our cities, particularly during the drought in the Panhandle and other places,
mm-hmm.
Discovered that you got to get that to a potable sense. And I know, the idea of drinking
Wichita Falls had to do it last
year.
Yes,
exactly. You know, so did some California cities. Mm-hmm. Of course, now they've got just the opposite problem, unless their reservoir has been breached, and now they won't have water at all. But still, we've got to find ways to meet those standards, and that's almost more expensive than the expansion itself.
Sure. Both cities have looked at making a change to the ETJ. This hadn't happened since 1980. Your thoughts there?
Well, you know, we've got a good agreement with the city of Bryan on our ETJ. Bryan, as you know, is wrapped kind of around over there at 158 and is creeping down a little bit. But we've come to an understanding that that's where Bryan's going to stop. They've got plenty of land to the north and to the northeast. And, of course, to the west. They're out there by the Walmart and so forth. And with Rellis, they'll be doing some work, I'm sure, annexation in that direction at least. But here in College Station, you know, we're going to be looking eastward. And, you know, in very long, long, long-term planning, you know, Kelly Templin and I just had lunch the other day with Bert Miller and his city manager. And, you know, it's not hard to scratch our heads a little bit and think that it's someday, could it be that College Station and Navasota are sharing a border?
Mm. Well, I already got some kids in the school district, so it's happening. Finally, and I didn't want to make this the focus of it, but clearly the focus of your meeting was the Arrington Road area.
It was.
The apartment complex that has now been approved by the city there. So basically your thoughts on that and the idea that density is coming there and development is going to be there.
Well, we are facing the problem of, as a growing city, where can we place the additional people? The projects, the multifamily projects, there's three of them in the general Tower Point, Arrington Road area now, really address some of the need that we're having as far as affordable housing is concerned. You know, when you're looking at a home that costs over $250,000, and we're not talking a big home, we've even downsized what a single family home is. I mean, years ago, you would think, okay, over 2,000 square feet. Well, now we're talking 1,500, 1,700 square feet, and still not affordable for some folks that are coming in, particularly those that are making minimum wage or just above it. So we've got to find the housing, because as we're trying to grow and we're getting additional businesses that want to come into town, we've got to be able to have the workforce, and those people have to have a place to live. Our superintendent, Clark Ely, pointed out during the economic Outlook conference a few weeks ago that some folks have had to move out of College Station. And those are some of the folks that even the school district would hire, as would the university. And so we're going to need to make sure that we're not only an affordable housing place, but we're in a welcoming housing place.
Well, it's going to be a challenge, there's no doubt, and the infill is going to happen there and I guess in some other parts around the city.
And we're looking at other areas of the city. There's very few, unfortunately, remaining right within the core of the city. The area right behind you, just where Dartmouth ends right now and 2818 extends, you and I can remember when that portion of 2818 didn't exist.
You're right.
And at one point, that land was cleared for the Super Walmart, and Walmart changed its tune and its ideas after getting a lot of input from citizens. So now that area is being looked at. But even that gets expensive. I mean, to build that area, that stretch of Dartmouth Road, that's a $6 million proposition.
Hmm.
Right? And that's where it gets tough. Where do you build it? How do you build it? What are your partners in building all of this so that at the end of the day, you can step back and you can say, okay, this was a good project?
Well, you know, last night the president mentioned public-private partnerships, 3 P's, and I guess that's something that all governments are going to be looking at.
And we are not going to be alone in that. You know, the city is absolutely going to have to look at that. You know, one of the things I've talked about on this state radio station before is establishing a sense of place. And When I talk to other cities, one of the things that citizens, everywhere you go, in every town you go, they seem to be able to embrace the idea of a downtown. Well, unfortunately, we don't have that. Bryan has been able to revitalize their downtown, but College Station is large enough and would, I believe, support a vibrant downtown. And so we're going to have to take some steps, public-private partnerships, to get that going. And I think we've got some folks in the area who would embrace that concept and who have even spoken to me personally and said, can we sit down and talk? And we're going to be doing that in the next several months.
Carl Mooney, Mayor of College Station. We visit with mayors on alternate Wednesdays. Thanks for the time this morning.
Hey, thank you.
All right, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I've had a ball this year being back broadcasting the Texas A&M women's basketball team. Been with them for every game this year on the road, and they are really a fun bunch. They get along with each other and everybody else. And one of the young ladies is a sophomore named Anriel Howard. Now, this isn't meant to be a sports report, but Anriel, one of the key players, a starter on the basketball team, great rebounder. Matter of fact, last year in the NCAA tournament, the first round, she set an all-time NCAA record for rebounds in a tournament game, 27. Yeah, she's one of the leading rebounders in the nation, as a matter of fact. She's a basketball player. She also runs track, and she's a broadcaster, too. Yeah, she's going to take all of our jobs eventually. You'll see her on ESPN, I'm betting, one of these days. And she's interning with 12th Man Productions. Very personable young lady. Here's Anriel Howard. They call her Lashes. I'll tell you why in a minute.
A big decision for me to come to A&M, of course, was my major. Both sports, I play basketball and also run track. And my major is communications and broadcasting. And 12th Man Production played a huge role in why I came here. And right now I already have an internship, and I'm very blessed to have that. I'm doing a lot of hands-on work and doing what I love, honestly. And as far as basketball, Coach Blair is an excellent coach. My teammates, they're like they're sisters. We're a sisterhood, and I'm very grateful for them. And the track team as well, they're awesome. Like, both teams, both sports are nationally ranked. They're both great. So, I mean, it was the perfect fit for me.
Now, if you've ever been to an A&M women's basketball game and you've seen Anriel Howard on the court, you know exactly why they call her Lashes. She's got the big earring. She's got the hairdo all the time going. It's beautiful hair. And she's got the long eyelashes. That's her persona. And her teammates and the fans love her for it. She's a unique student at Texas A&M. And in her spare time, well, you guessed it, she helps other teammates.
Well, right now it seems like I'm doing everybody's hair. I know how to do hair. So on my spare time, I'm usually doing my teammates' hair, friends' hair, anybody's hair, my hair. Yeah, that's my spare time.
Anriel Howard's got a great support system. Yeah, great family, and she just loves to talk about them.
Yes, my family, I'm very thankful for the support system that I have. My mom, who is like more than a role model for me, She was very helpful in everything. She taught me everything I needed to know. She was always there for me, always. My Nana, that's my grandmother, I call my grandmother my Nana. She was definitely right there, right behind my mom. And so I'm very grateful for them. And my two little brothers, Chance, I do it for my little brother. Of course, my whole entire family, but particularly my baby brother, he's 7 years old, and he's a very smart kid, and he loves sports, and he just looks up to me, so I just go hard for him, honestly.
Anriel Howard, just a sophomore on the women's basketball team, so 2 more years after this one of watching her play basketball, run track, and be on the air. By the way, the A&M women's basketball team will start play in the SEC tournament tomorrow night from Greenville, South Carolina. You'll be able to hear that game on the Zone. Hear that game on the Zone 1150 here in town or online at 12thman.com. That's a Bravo Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville. It's brought to you by Coldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley.
Is this the year you become a homeowner?
Cherry Rufino's free home buyer seminars are back. Come hear all the ins and outs of the process. We'll guide you every step of the way. Join us the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30 at the corner of University and Texas at the Coldwell Banker Agtown Building. For more information, go to cherryrufino.com. Seating is limited. To make reservations, go to cherryrufino.com.
That's the first Tuesday of every month at 6:30. Hope to see you there.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, or other reasons. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. Xylitol makes clear much more effective than simple saline at washing away congestion, so it's better and faster than wimpy saline sprays at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. Go wash your nose. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray at CVS, Rite Aid, Whole Foods, Walmart, and other retailers, or clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com.
Producer Saturday classes are back in session in the Ag Center by the fireplace. Each week from 11 a.m. until noon, experts will cover a variety of topics for the ag producer and the home gardener. Producer Saturday classes, they're educational and they're free.
This Saturday, March 4th, learn all about spring vegetable gardening. Learning about planting, variety selection, fertilizing, and pest control is important to success. Come learn about growing vegetables this week at Producers. And bring the kids too.
Producers on Texas Avenue in Bryan, just north of 21.
Hang about a minute till News Talk 1620. Y'all still awake?
Yeah.
A little bit, yeah.
They don't have to worry about that now. We got 45 seconds we have to fill here. So,
always some riveting interviews you have and I'm not being sarcastic.
Talked about
all.
A lot of stuff.
You did, yeah. You covered a lot.
They're growing there in College Station. Series premiere tonight, Chicago Justice, because we need one more show from Chicago.
And yep.
I think tonight it's like an all Chicago night because they got Chicago Fire and the Chicago Police
and then Chicago Med.
They're going to cross all in there.
When things are as bad as they are in Chicago, you know, you got to have a way to escape.
Isn't that interesting? Yeah. We haven't even checked. I mean, I guess people have been dying. I haven't seen. We had 100 already.
Yeah.
I know that.
Yeah.
And tonight is the season finale of Suits, if you watch that.
Ooh, yeah, that's a good one.
Is it?
I like Suits.
Mike needs Harvey and Rachel's help to achieve his dream of becoming a real lawyer.
Oh, man.
Well, there. That's what I was wondering the other day whether or not he was going to become
right?
a real lawyer.
You know, because he's been faking it.
That's right. Anyway, they'll be back for their seventh season next year. Okay.
Sweet.
That's it. Okay, front's here. The winds have shifted. Have a good day. We're back tomorrow. WTAW College Station.